anything and everything.
Do you ever wonder how to? Do you ever wonder why?
About anything and everything. Then Dorit is your guy. Anything and everything will open your mind. Anything and everything with Dorit. Anything and everything with Dorit is online. Remember.
Remember.
Anything and everything with Dorit.
You are listening to Anything and Everything with Dorit podcast. This episode is brought to you by McNeese Construction. Hello, everyone. I hope this week finds y'all well. I'm actually recording on Wednesday, and y'all will be listening to this on Friday. I have a recipe. It's a ginger simple syrup recipe that I like to use, especially around this time of year. In my blog, I actually labeled it Mardi Gras Relief this year, only because yesterday was Mardi Gras. Past few weeks have been crazy here in Louisiana. I'm about 20 minutes away from New Orleans. I live in Destrehan. And so we get bombarded with a lot of parade traffic and, you know, roads get blocked and all kinds of craziness. We got to deal with this every year. Businesses close, some open for, you know, the parades longer. So it just depends, you know, it's a crazy, crazy time of year. Well, yesterday was the big day. You know, all the smaller parades actually lead up to Mardi Gras Day. And what they do is they get a lot of these parades and they put them together and it's just one big parade for hours and hours and hours. And people actually get there early, like 5-6 o'clock in the morning, just so they can line up in the streets and have a nice seat. Some people might bring their campers and camp out so that they can get out early, fresh in the morning, and have their seat ready. To a lot of people, that's a lot of fun. Mardi Gras, sometimes it's in January, February, March. Well, this year, of course, it was in February and it was freezing. Please, my northern family, don't hate me when I tell you it was in the 50s yesterday. So I had my fireplace on. I don't do Mardi Gras. I don't like the crowds. I don't like the craziness. But I was thinking about all those people out there. I'm telling you, these people bring little babies. They bring the elderly. They will come sick. You know, they could have the flu. Unless they're in a coma, they're going to Mardi Gras. They got people that Mardi Gras is their favorite time of year. And unless they're in a coma, they're not missing it. And it doesn't matter what kind of illness they have. I have this recipe called ginger simple syrup. Now, yesterday, when I put it on my blog, I named it Mardi Gras Relief. But it's really anytime relief. From the flu, viruses, whatever your ailment is. What's good about this, now the original recipe, like it's called ginger simple syrup, it's just two ingredients, ginger and sugar. Now down here in New Orleans, we have what's called snowballs. And what we do is we make a simple syrup to add the flavor into. Now, the original simple syrup recipe is 2 cups of sugar to 2 cups of water, however big you're going to make it, right? It's an equal part of sugar to an equal part of water, and you boil it down and then you add the flavoring. For this simple syrup, I changed it up a little bit to where you're not going to use the sugar. You can either use the agave, you know, agave nectar. Or you can use honey. Or if you want to add stevia or whatever you use, you can do that too. But I also gave you some options to add to it for different flavoring. You can put lemon or cinnamon in it as well. It's up to you. Now you can use this syrup as a medicinal aid by taking 1 teaspoon as needed. Or you can add it to your tea. And believe it or not, I've even heard of people adding this just a pinch to their soup or even their salad dressing. Whatever you want to do with it is fine because it has all these great added benefits to it. But just remember, if you're going to use honey, honey is not to be used for children under 2 years of age or even the elderly. Anyone that has an immune deficiency of some sort, you don't want to use honey. So you might go with the agave or the stevia or even plain sugar if that's what you want. Here's how you do it. You want to get some ginger. Chop it up into half inch pieces. Now, this is important. Don't be like, oh, let's do it smaller. You know, no, you really want to do it in half inch pieces because you're going to strain it out and the half inch pieces are going to be so much easier to strain out. Then you're going to take your half inch pieces of ginger and you're going to pour 2 cups of water into a saucepan and you're going to add the ginger, of course. Now, this is the options, okay? You can add a teaspoon of lemon or you can add a cinnamon stick. I prefer, if you're going to do the cinnamon, put a cinnamon stick because then when you go to strain it, you just got to pull out the stick, right? Then you're going to simmer these ingredients on medium for an hour, stirring occasionally. Now you're going to strain it afterward. And that's when, after it's strained, after you've cooked it for an hour and you strain it, then you're going to add the cup of agave or honey or stevia, whatever you're using. Now, if it's stevia, I'm sure you're going to get away with way less than a cup. Then place the lid and allow it to cool until the syrup is room temperature. Then you're going to pour it into a jar and you're going to use it as needed. Actually, I would take it just before flu season. I would start doing it because what it's doing is it's boosting your immune system. And the reason it's powerful is because ginger is high in gingerol, which is an anti-inflammatory and has several antioxidant properties. It aids in indigestion, nausea, motion sickness, and it fights infections. And that's just a few things that it does, right? And then you have the honey, which has the polyphenol compound that can prevent heart disease. It has antioxidants that protect us from free radicals. It aids in healing, relieves a sore throat, and is a potent prebiotic. And then if you want to add your lemon, that has antioxidant properties. It's high in vitamin C, which is very important during flu season, right? It aids in producing collagen. It boosts the immune system. It relieves asthma symptoms and lowers the blood pressure. And of course, we know it does a lot more than that. And then you have cinnamon, which is an antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and antimicrobial, aids in fighting infections and viruses. And of course, we know it does more than that as well. If you have just the ginger and the honey, that's amazing. But if you add these other two, it makes it even super strong, right? So I'm going to tell you, I love this recipe. I love it for prevention as well as my cure, right? I am one of these people. I refuse to get a flu shot. I don't care what my doctor says. I'm not getting a flu shot. But I don't need it because I take this and then I have my Plague Away spray, which I'm going to do an episode on that. I use Plague Away instead of Lysol. I use it to wipe things down. I use it in the air. I put it in my diffuser locket or my diffuser at home. And I just keep the air full of my Plague Away while I'm taking this ginger simple syrup every day. And I don't get the flu. And then, of course, I eat right and I take vitamin C drops. Vitamin C is very important, of course. But I find that this ginger simple syrup is more amazing than the flu shot. The flu shot, you hear people getting sick. Sometimes they're dying. You're not going to die from this, people. I promise you. Even if you don't care for the taste, you know, some people might not like the taste of ginger if you don't like it. If you just take a teaspoon a day and think of it as a medicinal flu and cold prevention, it's way better than any flu shot, any shot you're going to get. But believe it or not, I'm not big on ginger either. I find it kind of like a spicy kind of taste. But when I add the honey and the lemon and the cinnamon, I actually can tolerate it so much better. I don't mind it at all. Like, I actually will take my teaspoon a day, and then I'll take a teaspoon and put it in my tea because I like hot tea in the morning. So, you know, maybe if you're a coffee drinker, maybe you would like it in your coffee. I don't know if you like flavored coffee, but it's an idea, right? You could do whatever you want with it because it's not medicine. It's like a healthy, I think of it as medicine because I don't have a medicine chest. I have an apothecary. You know, when you go into my kitchen, I have an entire cabinet that is for everything natural, all these great ingredients. And I make my own creams and, you know, my own medicine, whatever I need, I make it. So for me, I look at it as this is my medicine, but it's also prevention. Whether you're out there celebrating Mardi Gras and that kind of a crowd, or you're shopping for Black Friday, which is also crowded, or any other crowd that you're going to be at a concert, maybe, whatever, this would be great to start taking a few days before. It'll help keep you well from whatever's going to be going around in the air. You know, it's such a simple remedy to work with when it comes to keeping your loved ones healthy any time of year. I really hope you try it, and I hope you like it. And if you have any comments about it, or maybe you added or made some changes to it that you'd like to share, email us. And to learn more about the qualities of ginger, honey, lemon, and cinnamon, check out our references below. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. And until we meet again, enjoy every day to its fullest. God bless. For comments or questions, you can reach us by email at yappy@post.com. Also, check us out on Twitter at Dorisi and our Facebook pages at Yappy Studio or Louisiana Entertainment Association. Anything and Everything with Dorisi is produced by Your Own Production Incorporated and comes out every week. So come on back and feel free to add us to your favorite RSS feed, iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Pod, and our favorite Podbean. All links are found in our show notes below.